This segment of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Arizona Party Rental and Cool Breeze Air Solutions.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your further listening pleasure.
Direct from the golf course and onto your radio, this is...
Hello, everybody.
The Fred and Jeff Show.
And good morning, everybody. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeffrey.
Hola, Tucson.
And we are celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful, Jeffrey.
Did you have cocktails last night or something, Fred?
You're I had them this morning.
Did you?
Little Bloody Marias.
Ah.
With blue cheese stuffed olives.
At 9 o'clock this morning?
Yeah, it's 5 o'clock somewhere, right?
Only on your planet.
That's right.
That's
planet
good.
Fred.
That's good. It's perfect weather for a Sunday morning
cocktail
martini.
Cocktail and a breakfast cigar and a cocktail.
Jeez.
What do you want?
Would you get your annual physical? When was the last time you got an annual physical?
Actually, ironically, it's scheduled for the 16th of this month.
So shouldn't you be drying out so you could, like, fool your doctor?
No. I got plenty of time for that.
You want to roll in the worst case scenario?
I got plenty of time. Yeah, because there's nowhere to go but up after my physical. Because he'll say, I need a 3-month follow-up. And so, then I have some time.
Right.
I'm always pushing the deadline back, Jeff.
Well, now that you're 50, it's a different game. It's a different ball game.
No, it's still the same game.
Have you gotten the colonoscopy yet?
No.
Really? We should do a show.
No, we should not.
When Fred gets a colonoscopy show.
Yeah, right. I'll be passed out for that.
I know. We'll have a lot of fun.
That's right.
Plenty of pictures for that show.
I'll get lots of Sharpie writing all over myself.
That'd be awesome. That would be awesome. So welcome to our Sunday morning silliness here on the Fred Jeff Show.
This is the Fred Jeff Show, and we invite you to visit us at FredJeff.com, where you can download this wonderful banter that's relevant to all sorts of,
non sequitur type issues.
That's right. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and you can even subscribe to this tome of wisdom and
entertainment
on iTunes.
And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, the first person that sends Fred an email at fred@fredjeff.com gets a $25 gift certificate to Pita Jungle, yummy, yummy, Pita Jungle. If you can tell us, if you tell Fred, when was the last time he tweeted?
Oh, that's easy.
You're going to tweet right now, aren't you?
It would have been about 10 minutes ago. What time is it now, Jim? Yeah, about 10 minutes ago.
Okay. Well,
so I have to set my alarm for this.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so what are we doing here? Oh,
we're having a pretty good time.
Speaking of cocktails.
Please.
So there's...
By the way.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Well, post-Thanksgiving, man.
That's right.
Talk about bad timing for a physical is, 2 weeks after Thanksgiving.
Oh, my goodness. I tried to get in to see my guy. I called my guy up, and usually I get in to get my physical in November. He's not taking people now until March.
Yeah, I actually signed scheduled mine a while ago.
Sheesh.
Yeah.
That's a bummer.
Well, if they were going through Ronstadt Insurance and getting their health care.
Oh, no, no. My doctor's getting up there in age, so he's kind of back. He's down to like half practice.
Oh, I thought if you got your insurance through Ronstadt Insurance, and when you call up and get an appointment and say, I'm with Ronstadt Insurance.
They roll the red carpet out for you. That's what you're trying to say?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but no. If your doctor is up there in age and he decides to go part-time, then you get what you get, and you don't throw a fit, as my wife likes to tell her children.
You get what you get,
and you don't throw a fit.
Nice.
Yeah. So what do you got going on? Happy post-Thanksgiving. Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
What are you thankful for, friend? Because this is the first time we didn't spend Thanksgiving together.
No, we've...
In the history of our lives, we
didn't. No. There's been a couple times. Because
those are traumatic for me, though.
That they're so traumatic you've forgotten about them?
Yeah, I blocked them from my brain.
No.
So what are you thankful for?
Everything. You know, Jeff, this
be
is...
Be more specific, friend.
No, I can't be more specific because I truly feel that I am so blessed in so many ways.
Mm-hmm.
I am so incredibly content with my life that every breath I take, every encounter I have, every minute I spend with my friends, with anybody, is a blessing. So it's all a blessing to me. And as I progress every hour of the day. You know, let things go from the past. Don't anticipate the future. Just enjoy the moment. That's the blessing, is being in the moment.
Wow. Are you doing a lot of meditation?
No. No.
Wow. That's pretty darn good, Fred.
Yeah.
I'm thankful that the Pittsburgh Steelers are on
a roll. It has taken a lot of tequila and cigars to get to that point. But I'm there. I am there.
That's awesome. Well, I've been thankful for my family and friends. And you folks out there, we hope you had a great, great Thanksgiving and found many things to be thankful for. The least of which is living in this fabulous community.
And the best of which is listening to the Fred Jeff Show.
Yeah, I'm with you there, Fred.
So, anyways,
so what's going on out there this fine December?
Wow, next weekend. Actually, next weekend, the weekend after, over at Tohono O'Chul is Holiday Nights.
Nice. Is that Nights with a K-N-I-G-H-T?
No, it's N-I-G-H-T.
So there will be no Renaissance play?
Huzzah, no. There will be no Renaissance play, much to the chagrin of my eldest son.
Yeah, is he still manufacturing swords in your basement? Sorry, AJ.
He has not manufactured one in a while, but he's still collecting them.
That's awesome.
And I anticipate that at some point I'm going to get it whacked by one.
Probably the balsa wood one.
Yeah, exactly. up at Tohono O'Chul, they have their Uniquely Tucson Holiday Nights, which is a celebration under nearly a million lights with live entertainment, refreshments, shopping, and dinner at the Bistro Garden.
Very nice.
A friend of the show owns the Bistro Garden.
Yeah, Jason Hartenbach.
Yeah, and they have great, great,
fabulous things to.
So if you guys want to have a great time, an interesting, entertaining evening, this coming weekend, the 6th and 7th, and the weekend after, the 13th and 14th, at Tohono O'Chul from 5:30 to 8:30, do not miss it. Also, do not miss is the Arizona Historical Museum on December 7th is having their holiday festival. And there's going to be performers, sales in the store, magic show by Chris Wright, storytelling by the docents. It's a great time, especially if you're interested in the holiday or in the history of Tucson and Southern Arizona, and also opportunities to buy your holiday presents.
Yes, it's time. It's time. And folks, I know it's so tempting to buy your stuff on Amazon. So tempting. But buying stuff on Amazon doesn't help our local merchants. So get out there and find some of these great folks that are building these crafts, have wonderful, wonderful stuff for you to share at Christmas or throughout the holidays.
Especially going if you go downtown or you go into 4th Avenue.
Right.
There are little enclaves, artist enclaves.
They're wonderful. Wonderful things that folks would love to get from you for the holidays.
Absolutely. Now, a couple last things, Jeff. Santa has been cleared for landing at the Pima Air Space Museum.
Sweet.
So on December 14th, in 2 weeks, Santa's going to be out there at 10:45. The Eagle lands at 10:45, but it opens up earlier at 8:30, and there's going to be arts and crafts and opportunities to take pictures of Santa. And, again, our friend Jason Hartenbach, who has the flight grill, they're going to have breakfast out there at Pima Air Space. So that's going to be a great time on the 14th. Now, looking forward a little bit to...
Well, wait a second. If you're looking for some fun thing to do today, maybe go out there and look for some nice presents for the holidays. The first annual Tucson Indian Market at the Whistle Stop, 127 West 5th Street. They're having their market today down at, again, 127 West 5th Street. They're open today till 5 p.m. So get down there and check out some of our local artisans. They've got traditional pottery, jewelry, wood carvings, all kinds of fun stuff. So that's going on right now.
You know, there's stuff that we take for granted and forget to mention every once in a while. But Winter Haven.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Mom again.
No.
Shh. Shh. We don't take Mom for granted, though.
Winter Haven's coming up.
Yes.
The Festival of Lights over there. Happy Tuesdays at the Loft. Still going strong.
Arizona Theater Company, Xanadu.
Xanadu. That's all I know. That is all I know.
Thank goodness.
I think there's sparkly lights.
Oh,
involved.
There's lots of sparkly things at the Arizona Theater Company. So, yeah, Arizona Theater Company, super fun things. I mean, there's all kinds of crazy... The Yumi Japanese Gardens exhibit ends today. Broadway Village Farmers Market. I mean, there's...
That's every weekend, though.
Well, that's true. But the Butterfly Magic at the Tucson Botanical Gardens.
Does that never end?
It goes till April of next year.
Wow.
And then don't forget our friends at the Center for Creative Photography are having a big exhibit right now, too. So there's tons of stuff to do.
And you know what else is going on, Jeff?
What?
Fred? Is a wiener schnoggle thing.
A wiener schnoggle? Wiener schnoggle? What the? What? Fred, okay. Please, tell me, what is a wiener schnoggle?
Well, actually, Jill Bauman is here to talk about that. And she is from Stephanie Peterson as well, because Jill needs moral support as well as a moral compass.
No moral compass for Jill.
But the Waldorf School is presenting a German Festivus.
For the rest of us? Oh.
No, festival. You can talk now, yeah. The mic's live. You need to.
Radio, not TV. Hello, Jill. Hello, Stephanie. How are you guys doing?
Good morning. Good.
Thanks for getting up early on this fabulous Sunday, coming down here and chatting with us.
Yes, thank you for having us.
Tell us about your festival, Jill.
It is called a Weihnachtsmarkt, and it is a German Christmas market. And we hold this at our school at Desert Sky Community School. We are a Waldorf-inspired school, and we're going to have music, food, crafts, children's activities. And so you guys were just mentioning buying local. So we're going to have many local crafters available.
Is that is that what they're called, crafters?
Yeah.
Crafties,
that's what I would call them.
Crafters. Right?
They love to craft.
Yeah.
They're
just
those of crafting nature.
They're going to have, last year we had woodworking, we had paintings, oil paintings, wool items. There's going to be a lot of a variety to choose from.
Well, you guys have tons of stuff down there. You got everything from food trucks, cotton candy.
We are going to have both German food trucks this year, actually.
There's
two German food trucks. We have a little German community in town, and they like to show up at our festivals.
Awesome.
That's very nice.
That's awesome.
Yes, it's very nice.
And then now the crafts that you guys have going on down there, mm-hmm. the star straws, the cotton spinning, the bird feeders, ornaments, all that kind of good stuff, mm-hmm. is that something that the kids can create while they're there?
Absolutely. They're beautiful crafts that the kids can come, and they will be hands-on putting them together and then taking them home to
enjoy.
And
making maybe little prizes out of them for,
right.
for their
maybe
mom and dad,
for others,
who
right.
always wanted a bird feeder.
Well, and we are going to have
the Christmas tree.
Sure.
We are also going to have the angel room, which is where the children can go. Your children could actually go in and pick out a little present to take home for you, and it will be wrapped up, and they can put it under the tree for you for Christmas morning.
Do they know what's in the present?
The children do. The parents will not. True.
Very nice. So you've got a children's market. You've got songs, singing, Advent story and song.
There'll be an opportunity for the whole community to carol in English and in German. So if you want to come out and do some caroling, that'll be
available. Okay, which of you carols in German?
Ooh.
Well, I listen to my son carol all the time in German.
No kidding.
Yes, but...
That's awesome.
That's part of our curriculum. So all of our students are learning German, so they'll have an opportunity to practice and sing.
That's great.
Very nice.
You got a train ride, too.
Mm-hmm. Train ride for the children, and then there's a carriage ride, an actual horse-drawn carriage ride mm-hmm. this year that everyone can enjoy.
Okay, so is this event, Jill, pronounce this again, Weihnachtsmarkt, how do you pronounce that?
Weihnachtsmarkt.
Weihnachtsmarkt. It's next Sunday from 11 to 5.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And it's at 350 North Acadia Avenue.
Yes.
Is that the actual school?
Yes, that's a school. There's a park across the street, and we're tucked into that neighborhood that is in the northeast corner of Speedway and Swan. So there's a fire station on Pima, and we're tucked in behind there and off of Speedway.
Cool. And you've got a silent auction as well.
Oh, yes, silent auction. We're also, yes, that's a big hit at the market for sure. There's lots of good items there to choose
from. Face painting, silent auction, Christmas present manufacturing, all kinds of good stuff.
Train rides, carriage rides.
Yeah, caroling. Mm-hmm. That's
food.
Awesome, you guys. Food. Oh, right.
food,
the two German trucks, food
yes.
trucks.
And then we also have like parent bake sale too, so we'll be having some baked items there as well that you can purchase.
Yep. Homemade soups, homemade beverages.
That's wonderful. Good job, ladies.
Excellent way to start off the holidays.
And all the money
exactly.
goes to benefit
Parent Council with Desert Sky Community School.
Oh, you told me this was for a cruise to Vegas or something.
Oh, yeah. I wish.
So you That's guys awesome. Are raising money for the school.
We're raising money for the school, exactly.
And can you tell our listeners a little bit about the Waldorf School? Stephanie, do you want to share with that? Or should we let the El Jefe Presidente of the Parent Council, Jill, tell us?
Our philosophy is based off of the Rudolf Steiner child development theory. So we focus on head, heart, and hands. And the goal is to develop a lifelong enjoyment of learning.
Right. Right. So it's not all just bookwork and learning. They do. They use their head, you know, their head for the bookwork, but their heart for taking care of a garden, taking care of the earth, you know, helping out each other. And hands, they have their handwork and they do a lot of games. And it's just a well-rounded curriculum that children don't even know they're learning. They love it.
That's nice. That's really nice.
Yeah.
I like that. And what grades? From what to where?
From kindergarten to fifth grade.
From kindergarten to fifth. That's great. Yeah. Good for you guys. Anybody you want to say thank you to? You got any sponsors that you'd like to say thank you to?
I don't know them off the top of my head, but they will be on our program and be well recognized at the festival.
At the festival. That's great. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Good luck to you guys. I hope you raise a ton of money. And folks, this is exactly what we're talking about. Lots of folks out there making their crafts to sell for great gifts. So get out and support these guys. And more information, is there a website they can go to?
You could go to desertskycommunityschool.org, and we also have a Facebook page as well.
All right, great. Good luck, ladies.
Yeah, thank you much.
All right, happy holidays.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. All right, folks, we got more to come here on The Fred and Jeff Show, so stick around.
This portion of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Barker Morrissey Contractors, Casa de la Luz Hospice, and the Downtown Tucson Partnership.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth.
This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother Jeffrey.
Hola, Tucson.
And we are celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and culture make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful, Jeff.
That is exactly correct, Fred.
And we invite you to visit us at friendjeff.com, follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and you can even subscribe to this tome of wisdom and entertainment on iTunes. Now, Jeffrey.
Fred.
You know, we are gearing up this month for all the fun holidays that exist in our lives.
Don't sound bitter about it, Fred.
Did I sound bitter?
Kind of a little bitter. Like, gosh darn it.
No, I love
humbug.
No, you know, this is my favorite time of year for a lot.
The
summer is my favorite time of year because it's blistering hot, which I love.
Right.
But this is a good point in the year, too, because you get to spend a lot more time with family and friends than you generally get to during the school year.
Right.
So that's
true.
It is true.
That's a good observation, Fred.
Last year, we had on a guy named Joey Rogers.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, that was a tough show, that one. Could barely get that guy to say a word.
Yeah. So, but he was talking about the Nutcracker Ballet.
Oh, that Joey Rogers.
Yeah, that Joey
Rogers.
Oh,
that's right.
And
I thought that guy was with the pygmy rescue thing. What was that, Fred?
No. Oh, the pygmy pigs?
Yes.
The Potbelly Pigs.
That's it.
The
Potbelly Pigs. That guy. Not that guy. The other guy. The other Joey Rogers.
So all we had a chance to do was talk about the show real quick. But as you sort of alluded to, Joey might have more of a story that we can drag out of him.
Yeah, I'd like to learn more about those Potbelly Pigs.
Yeah, so with us right now, we have Joey Rogers.
Oh, hey. Joey!
Hey, how you doing?
Fabulous!
And his lovely bride, Celeste Lupu, and they're both the co-founder and artistic directors of Dancing in the Street. Dancing in the Streets, Arizona, I guess is the full title, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So, Joey, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, boy.
Well, I mean, you know, because last time we were talking about the show, and we just talked a little bit about how you sort of, as a small child, sort of discovered dance.
Yes,
and
yes.
You know, you sort of forsook sports and everything else and, mm-hmm. and took the slings and arrows from your friends and just took off with this thing.
Yeah, well, you know, my mom was I was raised a single family mother, and I guess at that time, when I was a little kid, I was really skinny, really didn't have a whole lot of muscle, so my mom figured that if she put me in some kind of sport, I would have been cracked in half. So she figured out, actually, what came to be when I went to St. Ambrose School, one of the nuns kind of suggested to her to put me in dance to kind of calm me down, because evidently I had a real problem sitting down.
They didn't have diagnoses for ADHD back then. It was right. just, you know, hyperactive.
Yeah, the treatment was a nun with a ruler.
That's right.
Fred.
Yeah.
Fred still has the splinters in his knuckles.
Oh. You know? Well, my old saying is, I'm not scared of you because I've been taught by nuns. Yeah. So,
So you sort of grew up with this passion. Or developed this passion for dance.
Yes, I did. What I did was I kind of, back in those days when I was dancing, I basically, my whole motivation was not to dance. It was just to be closer to the girls, pretty much. I saw the odds, you know, me being the only boy with 20 girls in the room. You know, I'm like going, hey, I think I can stick around and do this.
I can hang out with you guys.
Yeah, I can hang out with you guys. Yeah.
That's actually where we met, was in ballet school. So we've known each other forever, essentially, and started dating when we were teenagers.
Right. See, Celeste was one of those girls.
So, Celeste, did you go to St. Ambrose as well?
No, I went to Sewell Elementary School and Saguaro High School. I met Joey in ballet school because I lived on the east side and he lived on Park and 31st, so... I don't know how he ended up going to St. Ambrose. I was the lone wolf Jewish family, so, you know, we were opposites. Catholics and Jews aren't supposed to be together.
That was until there was a show, Bernie Meets, there was a show, a sitcom in the 70s, where a Jewish guy married a Catholic girl.
Oh, really?
And all sorts of hilarity ensued.
Yes, it sounds like a long-running episode on that one.
Yeah. Bridget Loves Bernie, that was the
name. Oh, yes. Yeah, right. That could have been a trivia question, Fred.
Well,
one would have gotten that one.
It may be.
In fact, that's the funny part, is that everybody always asks us, because we were, you know, started dating in the 70s and 80s. 70s.
Now pick it. Which one? 70s or
80s? 70s.
Late 70s.
I wish it were the 80s.
I kind of still wish it was the 80s, too.
I really love that time.
Jeff Flock of Seagulls.
Not even that. There was no cell phones, internet. Right. You know, right. Everybody was patient.
Yes.
You know?
Don Johnson was like the most impatient person in the world.
There you go.
We could not get Jeff out of a pair of parachute pants.
Parachute pants. Yeah.
Members only parachute pants. I had the big flock of seagulls hairdo. They would line up, Fred. Line up. And there would be little Fred sitting there in his 501s.
There you go.
Matter of fact, Joey took me to a bar to hear a band playing, because I was a bunhead back then.
A bunhead? Was that like Princess Leia bunhead?
No. Well, you better explain what a bunhead is.
So, a ballerina, when she's like totally obsessed with ballet, thinks, eats, sleeps ballet, wears her hair in a ballet bun pretty much consistently, her life is ballet. And so Joey was trying to break me a little bit out of that, and he took me to this bar.
I took her to this bar back in the day. It was called Tumbleweeds.
Yeah.
I know. There was Night Train on 4th Avenue.
Oh, yeah.
And there was the punk ball called Tumbleweeds. And I used to hang out really hard back in those days, right? So I said, hey, Celeste, you know, come on, let's get you away from ballet. Let me take you to this club, right? So I took her into this Tumbleweeds. And here's everybody in dog collars, spiked hair. Here's poor Celeste Bunhead. Where are you taking me? Why these people got dog collars on? Why are these people slamming into
each other? They're so
rich. Why is it smell in here? Who is that band up there? They're so loud. Well, that band was the Ramones. Yeah.
No way.
Before they were
I had no idea.
So here we go. 20 years later, we're driving down the Beltway in Washington, D.C., and that famous song, Blitzkrieg, I do believe.
Blitzkrieg.
Yeah. That song came on. Celeste turned to me and says,
I know
heard
this
that
band.
Song. I'm like going, yeah, that was the band that you didn't really like. That was them. You mean I actually saw Joey Ramone? Yeah, honey, that was them.
And the rest, as they say,
is history.
Is history. Yes. Absolutely. Yeah.
So was that the night you knew you fell in love with this guy?
No. You know,
I
was concerned about my life in that evening.
It was actually, people are not going to believe me this, but I was like about 13 the first time I saw Joey, and I fell in love with him the first time I saw him, and it took me like 3 years to be able to come of age to where we could date, because he's 2 years older than me, so I was about 15 when we started dating. But he was in the older class, and so I used to watch him and the other ballerinas, and it really motivated me because I wanted to be taking class with him. So I worked really, really hard and was able to get into the same level as he was.
Wow, this is sort of a Tucson love story right
yeah.
here.
Yeah, it really much. Is. Yeah. Yeah.
It's a full circle because we spent most of our time in our teenage years.
Yep, he was my first dance partner.
And then when we got in our 20s, I wanted to, of course, mess with more ballerinas. She wanted to be married to me. That didn't happen, so we kind of separated. And during our lifetime, she married, I married, had kids. She didn't have kids. She divorced first. Mm-hmm. I divorced second. And then we got back together again.
Yeah, and I tell our kids, too, that we kept in contact with each other over the years. We had no cell phone, no internet.
That was the
80s. No, you know, postcards and pagers. Oh, wow. That's how we remained friends over the years. And then we hadn't seen each other in about 10 years, although we had kept in contact. And we reunited. He was in Milwaukee, and I had a family reunion there. And so we spent an evening together, and then a month later, came out to Seattle, and we've been together again ever since. So it's like 16 years, but we've been married for 5 of those years.
Wow. Awesome. So we got to take a quick break.
Yeah, sure.
Folks, you need to stick around and listen to more of the Harry Met Sally, Saturday Night Fever, you know, Sleepless in Seattle, any awesome headbanger 70s movie here on The Fred and Jeff Show. Fred Jeff Show is brought to you by H&S Garden Service, Mayfield Florist, and Arizona Party Rental.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth.
This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother Jeffrey.
Hola, Tucson.
And we are celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful, Jeff. And before the break, we were talking with Joey Rogers,
right,
and Celeste Lupu,
right,
who are the artistic directors and co-founders of Dancing in the Streets Arizona.
And you know what's interesting about these guys, Fred?
The love story that
there's lots of things. But so we talked about the people, places, events, history, and culture that makes Tucson a great place to be.
And they're like all five.
They're all five. All five, you two. This could be a first here.
Oh, yeah,
almost
really
4 years of shows, and the first time we've had a guest that might encompass all five.
That's right.
Yeah. So you guys, let's talk about Dancing in the Streets, Arizona.
All right.
What was the genesis of this organization?
Well, pretty much we, you know, moved away from Tucson, and we came back, and
we moved away to pursue your professional careers.
Moved away, pursued our careers, had our other lives, and like everybody, a Tucsonian, it's never goes away out of your heart. So we moved back. We had parents that were elderly, and we came back, and we were at a town hall meeting, and it was about arts and culture. And the only representative for the entire arts community had been the symphony, Tucson Symphony. And Joey, and their focus was really about things that didn't really connect to wanting to do something. And Joey stood up and said, you know what?
No, I did more than that. I went up there and opened up my big mouth. That's what I did. I went up there, opened up my big mouth, because they were talking about the vitalization of the arts in Tucson. And I voiced my opinion and said, excuse me, you're wrong. There's no arts south of 22nd.
Yeah.
There's no outs for these kids south of 22nd. So that's where the dancing in the streets kind of...
The dream came from. And actually, at that town hall meeting, Luis Caron spoke to Joey afterwards. It was still sort of a dream and a vision to open a school and give back to the kids and the community there. Luis Caron has Arizona Illustrated, and Joey was teaching at Parks and Recreation at that time, and he did a little story, and he's the one that kind of named it Dancing in the Streets.
Named it Dancing in the Streets, because we were kind of struggling what to name it. We wanted something catchy, but nothing, you know. So he named it, well, he called the segment Dancing in the Streets.
Arizona.
And that's when we said, that's what we're going to name it. So yeah. Dancing in the Streets.
And that comes from when Joey and I were back in Tucson, and he was at, you know, back in the hood with all our friends. Mm-hmm. And he has this little trick that he does where it looks really simple, but it's hard. So all the kids, of course, were huddled around their game stations inside. And they all came out because he said, I'll give you $5 for anybody who can do it.
What is it?
It's a certain trick that I usually do. It's a dance trick. It's a dance step.
It looks
but I make
really
it
complex.
Look very easy, but it's very difficult to actually
do.
Okay.
So I get all these kids, and what happened was all these kids came out in the middle of the street because there was no room in the garage, evidently. So we moved them all out in the middle of the street, and that's where it came
like
to
40
be.
Minutes these kids were trying and trying and trying and trying, and then he just started teaching them pliés and
tendus,
and they were so hungry for it.
Right.
And the parents were all like, Joey, you got to open a school here, you got to start something on our side of town, because a lot of the ballet schools are way north or way east. There really isn't anything on South Park or sort of in South Tucson
in that south area,
so. Yeah, in performing arts, in the classical, you know, ballet, which is what we really know best, classical ballet. There's a lot of folklorico, there's a lot of cultural-centric things, but there isn't a lot of exposure to fine arts, which is one of the connections to higher arts. That's what we really stress, education as part of performing arts. We want kids to see that the fine arts, ballet, orchestra, all those things can be a segue into college. It doesn't have to be all a sports scholarship.
Right, well, and I'm sure when you guys mention the C word, college, you get a lot of people raise their eyebrows in that neighborhood because they'd love to have their kids go to college.
Absolutely. And see, a lot of parents don't know now, a lot of the colleges, the dance department, are giving scholarships right now. And then now it's a vehicle so your kids can't get into college. Right now we have two students
at Pima Community College, and we were talking to them the other night. They really, when they first started dancing with us 4 years ago, they had not seen college as an opportunity. So it's really been a learning experience for us as well as the kids. We have a very diverse group of students.
Well, let's talk about that for a second, because dancing in the streets is something more than just keeping the kids busy and off the streets, if you will.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so they don't get in trouble.
Oh, yeah.
And so in addition to teaching these kids the fine arts and staying healthy because they're dancing, you know, they're not like Fred and I, elder, you know, middle-aged guys that are afraid of our doctors, you know, you're keeping them healthy, exercising, and you're working their brains. But the end game is the potential for a college scholarship. Yeah. That's very strong.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You know what, Jeff? It's even more than that, because right now we got this little battle going on right now. It's called STEM
and STEAM.
There's a battle going on. It's a real bad battle because the STEM people want to leave the arts out. When I mean like STEAM.
Science, technology, engineering, and math, and STEAM.
You're talking about in the schools.
Yeah.
All over, not all just the schools.
Yeah,
it's across
the board.
And,
it's
across the board.
You know, like, we all went to school, and we all had exposure to arts and culture. And the thing is arts has to be part of that pursuing education, engineering, mathematics. You know, I like to remind people that Albert Einstein had to use his imagination as well as mathematics was the tool. So they need to go hand in hand.
But the arts enhance all those other things.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And they draw people in. I mean, there's so many teachers who, you know, the kids who are in music, they're phenomenal at math.
Right.
Exactly.
You know, there's connections between all these kind of things. And to jettison one of those components is you're short cheating the rest of everything else.
The other one. Exactly. Yeah. But that's what's out there right now, because we have been, as dancing has been, running into that. You know,
well, we started out just opening a ballet school. We really were not aware of all the things that we were going to encounter. I mean, we are a social service agency. We refer them. My mother, Marion Lupu, is the board president. She was the executive director for Pima Council on Aging. So we're still doing elder issues.
She is a local. Jeff hates when I use this word. She is a local icon.
She is.
Yeah.
I only hate it when he uses that word to
describe you.
No. I don't think I'll live long enough to hear Fred describe me as a local icon.
And we find that we're educating families to where to find services. We have non-traditional ballet students. We have a lot of low-income families. We have a lot of at-risk youth. And our standards are professional and high standards. We do not lower our standards. But we have to ease our families into it's a real education process. They've never been to a theater. They don't know what will call means. They don't know that on time means 15 minutes early. Right. They don't. There's a whole.
That's a cultural issue.
It is a cultural issue.
Here's a story right here. When I'm usually rehearsing and I put on the Nutcracker music, like the Waltz of the Flowers, which is a very everybody
well known piece, Tchaikovsky.
And I have one of the fathers comes to me. Oh, Mr. Rogers, I know that music. And I'm like going to my head, you know, the father knows the Nutcracker. I'm like, oh, you know the Nutcracker? No, I hear that music when I'm shopping at Park Place. Oh, well.
Elevator music.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that music has a story, really. Yeah. So they don't.
The Nutcracker is a whole new show for most of our families. Like seeing Nutcrackers in the store and the holiday all over, but they don't really know what it means or where it comes from.
They don't make the connection.
They don't make the connection.
Exactly. And going to see the Nutcracker, if it's the Russian ballet, it's pretty expensive.
Yes.
I mean, it's not a cheap endeavor to go take the family to go see the Nutcracker.
No.
So it's not surprising that we have lots and lots of families that have never seen it.
Exactly.
Okay, so we have to take our last break. We'll be right back, folks. We've got more fun stuff here on The Fred and Jeff Show.
This portion of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Power Women Investing, Ronstadt Insurance, and 1702 Craft Beer and Pizza.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth.
This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt.
Hello, Fred Ronstadt. This is Jeff Ronstadt.
I'm here with my little brother, Jeffrey. And we are celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and culture make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful.
That's exactly right, Fred.
We've been talking to a couple people who sort of embody those five elements of the show: people, places, events, history, and culture. Joey Rogers and Celeste Lupu, who are the co-founders and the artistic directors of Dance in the Street Arizona. Now, before the break, we were talking about the Nutcracker and how, you know, a lot of people don't associate it with necessarily, I think you use the term high arts, you know, the ballet, the classical music. And Dancing in the Streets of Arizona actually is making huge strides to change that in our community.
Absolutely. Our Nutcracker is more or less, it's a community-based Nutcracker. We use a lot of our kids.
Use all of our students.
We use all of our students, 130 students, and we use community leaders as well. Matter of fact, Mayor Rothschild.
Last year when we went to your show,
and
watched the mayor kind of fumble around on stage.
Well, him and Dave Fitzsimmons messed it up, but you know, it was out of my hands.
Yeah, but I got to tell you, Joey, the way you're out there directing traffic, fantastic.
Oh, well, thank you. I just didn't want nobody to fly off into the orchestra pit, so that was my main concern.
So you guys have all these kids that are in your classes, you cast them in the Nutcracker.
Actually, this year was the first year we implemented an audition. So we did not eliminate. It was an audition to have the audition experience because, again, like I said, our standards, we're the same standards, professional standards, but we are working them in slowly. Mm-hmm. So we didn't eliminate anybody, but we made them go through an audition process. They had to have a number, fill out an application. Mm-hmm. It was a new thing for them. As our kids get older, you know, we hope to send them off to camps mm-hmm. and other places.
Because we want them to the value what they come to learn, what they're going to learn at Dancing in the Streets.
Well, certainly, and those kind of issues are going to be like simple expectations down the line if they continue to pursue these things.
Absolutely.
And not only that, I mean, they have to apply for a job.
Right.
They have to apply for college.
That's right.
They have to be able to present themselves at both.
Exactly. You know? And, you know, and the whole thing, too, in ballet is the way, you know, because you know how body language, people read body language, you know, and that's usually like, that's the first impression. So, you know, really.
You know, the reason I'm chuckling is one of these young people that you brought with us, before you said body language, she was all slouching. and he said, people read body language, and wing!
Yeah, exactly. So she knows, exactly.
Now, introduce us to these two fine young people.
So, Lizzie Okita and Elijah Miranda are our Snow King and Snow Queen this year. They are our two of our very first students. They've been with us since we started. And neither of them had a drop of dance. And I can remember, actually, Lizzie's dad came into the studio just asking what we were, wandering around, and he brought her in and said, go ahead, bring her and get her try. She was really scared, but blossomed, like, within 6 months. And Elijah, we got Elijah through his younger brother. His younger brother was taking at Parks and Rec from Mr. Rogers, and Elijah started taking, and his brother, we're still working on keeping his brother back in, but Elijah stayed, and his brother went away, did other activities.
So Elizabeth, you've been in Dancing with Streets now for how long?
For 5 years.
For 5 years?
Yes.
Since you were nine?
Mm-hmm.
And did you have any idea that you could do the types of things that you're doing now?
No, I didn't. I was really scared when I first started.
Really? What were you scared about?
I was scared of Mr. Rogers. He was really scary.
Why was he scary?
Because he would yell at you, and he was really strict, and it just made me want to cry. But I had a lot of fun.
Yeah, but look what's happened so far.
You have to forgive him because he was raised by nuns who did the exact same thing to him.
Oh, man.
She knows she's going to Catholic school herself. So.
Oh, what school are you going to?
Well, I go to Alice Vale Middle School, but I have catechism, so I have Catholic school.
Right. That's good. So did you actually try out for the position of the Snow Queen this year?
Yes, I did.
And you got it?
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about that. Tell us about that experience.
Well, I was really shocked when I got it because I didn't think I would get it. I didn't think I was at that level yet, but when I got it, it made me really happy.
All right. So have you kind of doubled down on your practice time now?
Yeah, I'm trying really hard.
She's been with us. She comes consistently taking class 3 to 4 times a week since she was 9 years old. That's a big key to her success and being able to grow. Both her and Elijah, both, their parents have been very committed to bringing them consistently 3 and 4 times a week since they started.
That's great. Now, Elijah, you were cast as the Snow King.
Yes, that is true.
Yeah, well, don't want to make me out as a liar on my own show, do you? So did you try out for the Snow King, or were you just kind of hanging around going, I could do that, and maybe they'll cast me in something?
Oh, well, yeah, I did. I did try to do an audition for the Snow King and other parts. That I was the only thing I didn't put down was Rat King, because throughout the years that I've been doing ballet, it was I was always the Rat King.
Oh, so you've been in this production before?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
And you were the Rat King last year?
Yeah.
So this is quite a step up.
Yeah, it is.
You actually get to show your own face this year.
Oh, yeah.
That's great.
Okay, but for for fans of the Rat King, he's cool.
Yeah,
but he doesn't get the girl.
Well, that's true.
Who's cooler? We could have a debate on that. Elijah, good for you. So you've kind of built, you've been kind of moving every year in the direction mm-hmm. to get this part.
Oh, yes. I've been trying to get this part for a while. And
Soldier Doll, too.
Oh, yeah, and Soldier Doll. I'm going to be doing Soldier Doll this year also. Last year, I saw one of our older students doing it, and I was amazed of the choreography and how he danced. And so After when I saw that, it was my first time actually seeing that part, and that's when I put down on the audition slip is I want to be a soldier doll also
in
the party scene. So
that's great. Good for you guys.
So we got a couple minutes left, Jeff. Let's talk about the dates and location for this, because it's going to be another hopping event in downtown Tucson at the Historic Fox Theater on Saturday, December 14th. At 7 p.m.
2 weeks.
And Sunday.
Yes. That's going to be second Saturday.
Joe, you got to get on the microphone because no one can hear you from way over there.
Oh. Taking pictures. I'm sorry. I was so far away. Excuse me. That Saturday is going to be second Saturday. So.
And that's at 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
And then Sunday, a matinee at 3.
Correct.
Yeah.
So the 14th and 15th of December.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And
okay,
tickets.
At the Fox Theater. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And we got to say this, with Civic Orchestra of Tucson is going to be playing our score.
Live orchestra. This is the third year that Civic Orchestra has been with us, and we're so grateful to have it. It makes a big difference having a live orchestra versus canned music.
Right. So if people want to get tickets, what's the easiest way to get them?
They should call the Fox Theater box office, or they can visit the Fox Theater website, Fox Tucson Theater, that's theater with an RE.com. They can purchase them online, in person, or over the phone. Tickets start at $13.
All right. Awesome.
Yeah.
You guys, congratulations on getting cast in this show. We really, really wish you a great show. I don't know. Do you say break a leg in?
You say marriage.
You still say break a leg.
No,
I mean,
that's a dancer.
No. Yeah. We hope you guys
they say it anyway. You know?
We'll be in there cheering for you guys.
All
so
right.
Have a great show. Okay.
Well, thank you, Jeff, and Fred for having us again this year. And we very humble and appreciative. And thank you, Tucson, for showing your love to Dancing in the Streets, Arizona.
Well, thank you guys, because without people like you in our community, mm-hmm. we wouldn't have opportunities for folks like Elijah and Elizabeth.
Mm-hmm. Right?
And,
mm-hmm.
and you know, it's so cliche to say these are our future, but, you know, these are the kids that we value and our resources coming up, and you guys mm-hmm. are being great stewards of our resources.
Right. They're going to be our tomorrow's leaders. So
yeah,
we got to raise them the right way.
Yo. Yeah, you guys are reasons mm-hmm. that Tucson is a great place to live, so thank you so much.
Thank you
know what?
Thank you so much.
What we're going to do, instead of giving out a dozen roses to Mayfield, we're going to give the Snow Queen and Snow King. We'll set you up with a dozen roses for opening night.
Perfect.
All right.
Perfect.
Thank you.
All right, folks.
Thank you so much.
See you next week.
All
We're
right.
more here on the Fred Jeff Show.